The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We'll be looking ahead to this evening's action in Dundalk. It's a Friday, so of course it's Dundalk. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, thank you, Mark. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to you. Are you looking forward to this evening?
Yeah, always look forward to Dundalk, Mark. Hopefully William Hill radio listeners do as well now.
Yeah.
Happened to put up with me for about the last 4 or 5 years going on about it.
Yeah, but you had a good week last week, didn't you, at Dundalk?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I was in the studio that night and the Nat won my entry. One or two near misses and a couple of other winners. But yeah, my entry runs again tonight, so
yeah,
quite looking forward to seeing her go again. And yeah, while she's in the same kind of form, it's going to be difficult to oppose her, to be fair.
Okay, yeah, she seeks the hat-trick in the 7.45, so we'll come onto that race shortly. But we'll start in the 6.15, which is a rated race over 6 furlongs. It's for 4-year-olds and over that at entry are rated 70 or less. And under review, heads of the betting this morning, 2-1 market leader, a decent effort 3 starts ago when winning this. Didn't really have too much luck in running when finishing second the time after that, and well out of the handicap last time. So under review, looks a fairly solid favourite, Andy, but how do you see the 6.15 going?
Yeah, he does, to be honest. I'd have to go with the market here. I'd probably just have to have a little bit of a cover bet on one that's a slightly bigger price. But I do think Under Review does set a fair standard here. He managed to win 3 starts ago in pretty decisive fashion in the hands of Wayne Lord, and quickening up quite smartly in the latter stages of that race to win by a ready 3 lengths. And she was a strong fancy the next time, but unfortunately she bumped into Antikas, who at the time was in scintillating form. Joanna Morgan often gets her horses every now and again in prime condition, and they tend to remain in good order. And unfortunately, Under Review caught Antikas on a very good night. There's no disgrace in that run at all. Just basically outclassed last time out. She's only rated 70. Sorry, he's only rated 70, and you know he was up against horses like Rummers, who's rated 88, and Tickers itself is rated 79, and Sushorna, who was third in that race on the 20th of December, was rated 89. So he was just biting off a little bit more than he could chew. And he did hang quite badly into the rails. And that's one of the features about Under Review. He does, when he wins here or when he challenges, he always comes up the inside rail. So he's going to need a little bit of luck in running. And this is the first time he's actually raced here since they've had the new cutaway, which I think will help him because obviously that inside rail becomes more gettable. And, you can stamp your authority and go up that inside rail should you see fit. So everything looks set fair for Under View to quicken up that inside rail if it opens up for him. And, if he's in the same kind of form he was a couple of starts ago, then no reason to suggest why he wouldn't beat this lot tonight. And as I said, the danger could well be Galeana, even, who won here 2 starts back in good fashion in a 0-63 handicap. Was then slightly raised in grade, but more noticeably was down in trip. And I think ultimately that's what did for James Barrett's 4-year-old filly last week. She didn't have the pace to cope with those over 5 furlongs. She's back up to her best trip today. She's drawn on the inside with Rory Cleary on board, who rode to success a couple of starts ago. And I thought she was the alternative here at around about 6-1. So the way I play this race, because I don't think Winslow Arizona has got the turn of foot for a 6-furlong race, I think he's more in keeping with a mile and a quarter horse. So I think it's between Under Review at 2-1, I'd advise him, and a little bit of a save on Galeana at 6s.
Okay. Yes. Under Review then for Andy. Galeana each way is a little bit of a saver in that one. On to the second race next, which is the 6.45, and this is a handicap over 6 furlongs. And the betting this morning is a little bit interesting, actually. Wish You Were Here and Political Paddy, 2-1 and 3-1. And both just nudged out slightly because all of the money this morning is coming for Count of Carabas, who was 5-1 not so long ago. He's now all the way into 100-30. And what do you make of that, Andy, in the 6.45?
Well, to be honest, there's only really two that you can fancy on recent form here at Dundalk, plain and simply. And the market's probably got it right. it was a slight overreaction to put in Count of Carabas, one of the two aforementioned that's got some form here, in around about 5-6 to 1 or whatever it was this morning. That was a daft price. Ran well in a handicap similar to this behind Hairs of Dock on its only start here at Dundalk, and that was a much improved effort. So with its experience at the track, you could see that going well. I'd probably slightly favour, however, Edward Lynham's three-year-old filly by Footsteps in the Sand. That's Wish You Were Here, who has run a series of consistent races here at Dundalk. Some of them probably not so good as others, and that best run was sandwiched in between slightly too disappointing runs, the run behind Princess Polita, which arguably gives it a form sway over this field tonight. Probably not quite so good here last time out, although in getting beat 8 lengths and he's down in the closing stages behind American Hope, probably doesn't read as badly on paper as he actually does to most, who would probably put that down as a step backwards. But actually on the figures, it's run exactly the same as it did the time before. I got a 70 for that Princess Polita run on the 70 on that run beyond American Hope, so it probably didn't do a lot worse, to be fair. It's got a mark of 66. The Lynham horses are in good form, and because it's probably the percentage call in a weak race, I'd probably stick with Wish You Were Here ahead of the gambled on Count of Carabas.
Okay, Wish You Were Here then in the 6:45. The 7:15 is the third race on the card, and this is a maiden over 7 furlongs. And I think it's fair to say it's not the strongest of maidens, and this could be a good opportunity for Edward Lynham's soft power to make a winning debut, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's an element of guesswork attached to backing an odds on chance first time out in a maiden. You know, we don't know how it'll react to the surface or react to the lights and the occasion itself, but ability-wise, you'd imagine Edward Lynham be banging his head on the desk if it couldn't beat this lot. I mean, none of them have got any form here at this track to shout about. All the ones that have run here have shown a very, very limited standard up to now, and they've all been readily brushed aside by big margins. It is a really weak race. I bet Edward Lynham can't believe his luck, to be fair. This filly by Balmont is at the same sire that houses one of his stable stars, Balmont Master, who's been running really well at Dundalk and on the turf in Ireland for the last year or two, and covered himself with glory yet again at Maidan. He also has another horse called Not Your Call from the same bloodline, and that horse has won here last week in a maiden. So it's a family that Edward Lynham knows really well. She's got the Plum drawing stall on. They've booked Pat Smullen as well. So obviously she's very strongly fancied. He must have been riding her at home in some work for Pat to ride this. And, you know, it's 1-2 this morning. It's already been well backed. I mean, it could be a 5-on chance, because the others are rubbish. It could literally be a steering job. So, you know, if you want to take the risk, then look no further than soft power. It should be a formality.
Okay, soft power then, 7:15. 7:45 is the fourth race. This is a handicap over 7 furlongs, and thankfully this one's a little bit more competitive. But we do have Mountree in there at the top of the betting at 2-1. She chases the hat-trick here after a couple of wins round Dundalk. And you've sided with her the last, definitely last time, I think the time before as well, Andy. Yeah. So you're not going to desert her yet, are you?
I'm not, no. I conned onto her literally the first time she ran. She got beat, finished third, and I thought, well, I'm going to follow this mare because I quite like that run. And then ever since she's had the headgear on, the hood, it's really worked its oracle, that contraption, and she hasn't looked back since. She won by 7.5 lengths in a very fast time on the 3rd of January when she beat a fairly mundane field, to be fair. But she was really good here last week when she made all again. Yes, it was favouring the front runners, as we pointed out on the radio show. But she did another good time. She actually went 3 or 4 spots quicker than she did the time before. She's run 110.4 for 6 furlongs and 35.1 for the last 3 furlongs, which is really, really good considering she's run a fast overall of an 83. So she's got a good cruising speed. She goes a good gallop, and she just keeps going. The only slight concern I have tonight, and this is not wanting to detract from how strongly I fancy her, but I'm just putting the banana skin out there beforehand, so everyone's aware of it, and suggest that Casual Casualty could be the real fly in the ointment to the chances of Merantry here tonight. Now, Merantry obviously is a very good horse from the front, and she needs to dominate, but that's the same for Damien English's 6-year-old as well, Casual Casualty, who is a big, strong front runner, and I just hope that Merantry doesn't get hooked up in a speed duel at the head of the fairs with Casual Casualty, because if they cut it to the throat, they're going to set it up for something else. But providing she does get clear water and she gets to the front early on from stall one and hold sway to the corner, then I think she'll win. So that first 2 furlongs is very, very vital for Merantry to win this race. I think you can start rubbing your hands with glee if she's still in front at the 3-furlong pole and she hasn't had an unpestered lead. She hasn't been taken on. And if that's the case, then I think she'll win. Indian Landing looks the obvious danger if things fall apart. Because he posted a good number when he beat Sean in Takata Blue in a fast time on the 13th of December. So that one could pick up the pieces if everything doesn't go in the hands of Morantry. But I'm going to have to stick with this 7-year-old mare while she's in the form that she is.
Okay, Morantry then in the 7:45. The 8:15 is the next race on the card. This is for 4-year-olds and over, rated 47 to 65. It's a handicap over a mile. And settle for Red Hedge, the betting this morning at 5-2. It's then 5-1 for Basala. Wagadugu Choo Choo is what I was trying to say. Yes, never slipped up on that one before. That's 13-2. El Jouza is one that's attracted a bit of money. 8-13-2, and it's then 7-1 or bigger prices. The rest. How do you see the 8:15 going, Andy?
Yeah, well, Settle for Red has been a regular here at Dundalk for the last 3 or 4 months, and he's run consistently well, as his form figures suggest. Only once out the frame in 5 starts, and then he got what he deserved when winning here the last day, beating Christie's Call in a bit of a wild finish. But to be fair, he showed good tenacity in the latter stages to hold off that runner, and he's got a good draw tonight. It's a good platform for him to start, stall number one. Obviously, that win bolstering his confidence, you'd imagine. He's going to be there or thereabouts here tonight. He often runs the same kind of figures every time. So back over that trip, which obviously suited him well last time out, he's going to be very high up on the punter shortlist here. However, I am quite keen on one here at a much bigger price, and I'm going to make him my nap here tonight, or she, I beg your pardon. And that's El Jouza, who caught my eye here last week in a 7-furlong race won by Misty Lane. Now, she got outpaced off the home turn, and she looked in real trouble and not going anywhere fast, but coming down the lane, she did come home quite strongly, and her sectionals weren't too bad in comparison to what these kind of horses can achieve. She came home in 36-1, which is pretty good. When Settle for Red won here the last day, he did 36-5. So she's certainly got the come-home time to threaten her here. I think the step-up in trip should, in theory, suit her, because having finished strongly over 7, the extra furlong hopefully will help her. She ran well the time before behind Fleet Captain, and she was 8-1 this morning, which, to be fair, was absolute madness. I'd put her in second favourite here. I'd certainly suggest Settle for Red should be around about a 3-1 chance, as the market indicates, but you'd have to make Al Jouza a second favourite on all-known form and what she was capable of and what hopefully she'll achieve tonight. I'd have her in about a 4-1, 9-2 chance. I think that's probably what the price she'll go off tonight. So if you can get back around about 13-2, 6-1 this morning each way, I think you'd be on a really good each-way bet. And I'll make Al Jouza the nap of the night.
Okay, Andy's nap then is El Jouza in the 8:15. The 8:45 is the penultimate race, and this is a handicap over a mile and a half for horses rated 47 to 65. And at the top of the betting, we have Armed Guard, who's 5-2. Got off the mark at the 16th attempt last time when winning over Course and Distance, and £5 higher, but the claimer takes off 7, so that offsets that. And they put the cheek pieces on this afternoon, this evening, Andy. So what do you make of the favourite here?
Well, I tipped him when he won last time out, just because he'd been in consistent form and he caught the eye the time before behind Habish, and he duly obliged for us on the 3rd of January, winning quite snugly, I thought. Good ride by Chrissy Hayes, dropped this horse out, brought him through late on, and I'm pretty sure that's the way that Robbie Downey will ride this horse tonight. Robbie's actually gaining a little bit of a head of steam up over in Ireland, a bit of a fan club, and courtesy of several winning rides of late on one or two Edwin Lynham horses. He knows how to ride this track, so he won't be flustered in the early stages when he's probably at the back of the field dropping this horse out and letting everything else ride their own bikes at the front end of the field. So if you don't be expecting to see Armed Guard until very late. I certainly wouldn't put you off him. He's around about a 3-1, 5-2 chance this morning, and I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money if you wanted to back Armed Guard. The interesting runner here for me is this Star of Aragon, James Nash's 8-year-old, who ran an absolute blinder two starts ago over hurdles down in Fairy House when he was fourth behind a horse called Pink Coat, who's a very strong fancy for one of the big races coming up at Leopardstown over hurdles in the next week or two. And he also finished third behind Diceos last time out over the Christmas period at Leopardstown. On ground, arguably, that is a little bit too soft for him nowadays. This horse often saves his best form for good ground over hurdles. And he hasn't got too bad form over on the all-weather surface either here at Dundalk. His last run was when he was in an amateur rider race, and he finished down the field behind Gretzky, but to be fair, he didn't get much luck in running down the straight. He was rated 69 on that occasion. He runs off a mark of 63, and I think he's in much better form than he was 2 or 3 years ago on the all-weather. He's a much better and stronger horse, much more reliable. He's around about 6-7-1 this morning, and I thought each way off his handicap mark, he's worth taking a chance with. So despite me having a bit of a liking for Arm Guard, I'd probably go Star of Aragon each way.
Okay, and on to the final race, and this is at 9:15. This is a maiden over a mile and a half, and joint favourites this morning, Carvelas and Scaly go both 9-4. And a tricky end to the card, Andy. Who do you like for the lucky last?
Not much, really, to be honest, Mark. This one doesn't really fill me with a great deal of excitement. So I'd suggest if you're in front to close your computer lid down, or if you're in trouble, just to minimise your stakes. I probably would have gone for Carvalhas here, but the draw's just a slightly... just a worrying man. I know it's a mile and a half race, but that trap 14, I don't like tipping horses stuck out in the wind, because I tend to find they either get stuck out in the wing or they have to use up too much petrol early on to hold their position. So, you know, a horse that's not won in 17 starts, it's got a jockey on that's only had one win here in 50 starts, drawn in stall 14, even though it's got the best form and got the best speed figures, I'm finding it difficult to make, you know, get excited at 9-4. The same really applies to Skellig, really, to be honest. You know, she's had plenty of chances, 11 runs, no wins, and a couple of placed efforts are about the best she's managed to achieve. And one of them came here last time out behind Papa's Way. And Papa's Way at least endorsed the form with a win here last week. So I suppose if you're going to go for one with the inside draw stall one, you'd probably just go with Skellig. But I've got no confidence in this race at all. I mean, Oscillate Wildly's having its first run for New Connections. Shay Azar has been really disappointed for Mickey Halford. I tipped a horse called Tubber and Sheeda here the last day, and she was also very disappointing behind Skellig. So there's a couple of really weak maidens here tonight, which offer very little appeal from a betting medium, and this is one of them. But I will go for Skellig, because I'm duty bound to put up a selection.
Okay, let's just have a quick summary then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yes, hopefully we can back a few winners before we get to the last race here tonight, for certain. But 6:15, I'd probably have two bets here. I'd back Under Review at 2-1 and have a saver on Galena at sixes. Wish You Were Here in the 6:45, probably just about has the best form to take that threat 6 furlong handicap. Soft Power, well, to be honest, it couldn't have found a softer race to make its debut, so hopefully it's a winning one for Edward Nynham's filly. In the 7:45, I'm a massive fan of this Mo entry. Hopefully she can win again in that 7 furlong handicap. The 8:15, I'm going to make Al Jazz in my nap of the night. You back her each way at 6-7-1. I think you'd be onto a good bet there. In the 8:45, Trapiole race. Obviously, Arm Guard comes in good form, but I'm going to go with Star of Aragon to cause a bit of a shock. And in the 9:15, absolute desperate race to end the card, but I'll go with Skillig, who ran quite well here behind a subsequent winner last time out.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections this evening, and enjoy Dundalk.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.